Well, let's see. There certainly wasn't an example that had anything to do with alcohol, because I didn't do that in front of them. I suppose the fact that I was single at the time, and I've been traveling to exciting and exotic places, you like to have someone to share it with, and so I suppose the fact that I wasn't married and they saw me with different Western girlfriends was a major shock to them, although they never gave any evidence of it. They didn't lift an eyebrow. There was one, and it's a passage in the book, but as an example, the most fundamentalist of all the fundamentalists, and he's now wanted. He's now wanted as an Islamic terrorist, but his name was Hekmatyar Gulbuddin. And I had, at one point during the war, I knew that we couldn't get quite. This was at the time when the rules were that all the weapons had to be Soviet bloc weapons, and we were short of some AK-47s and RPG-7s, which is an anti-tank rocket, and we were short of those. And I knew that Israel had a large number of them, and so I was proposing that we buy from the Israelis the weapons they'd captured from the Palestinians and other enemies they had, and that we buy from the Israelis and furnish them to the Mujahideen. Well, some of the people in the agency and others in the American diplomatic corps said, were horrified by that, and they said they'll never accept a weapon from that had anything to do with Israel. So I asked Hekmatyar Gulbuddin, who was the most, as I said, the most radical fundamentalist of all of the Mujahideen leaders, and he had a very interesting reply. He said, "We use weapons that we take from wounded and killed Soviet soldiers, so I don't know why we can't use a weapon that Allah provides from Israel."
And so is that what you did? You got Israeli weapons that Israelis had gotten from Palestinians and sold those to the Afghans?
Well, we didn't sell anything to the Afghans. We gave it to them.
We gave it to them, excuse me. Yeah. So that's what you did. Okay.
That's what we did.
There's an expression called blowback to describe the unintended consequences of a war. What surprised you most about the blowback after the Afghan war with the Soviets?